麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位听众朋友，你们好。
We welcome you to the second message in a series of messages on knowing Christ.
欢迎你来到今日认识基督啊，天路导向的一个的系列专题，就是认识基督的系列第二讲。
And I want to begin by telling you a short story.
在今日节目开始的时候，我特别想同你讲一个小故事。
A young boy was leading his younger sister up a steep mountain path.
有一个男仔带住佢阿妹行紧一条好斜好斜嘅山路。
The climbing was difficult.
佢哋爬山爬得好辛苦啊。
There were many rocks in the way.
路上面都有好多嘅石头。
When the little girl reached a state of exhaustion,
最尾当阿妹咧已经爬唔喐啦。
She yelled to her brother,
她就对着她阿哥大叫,
This is not a path at all.
这条都不是路来的。
It is rocky and bumpy.
整条路都是石头又蹬下蹬下。
Her brother replied,
跟着她阿哥就这样答了,
Yes, but the rocks and the bumps are what you step on to climb up.
冇错，就系呢啲突出嚟嘅石头，同埋你踩上去嘅石头喺度。但系你如果冇呢啲石头踩住，你点爬山啊
？Some of us see bumps along the road of life as obstacles。
今日喺生活里头有好多人将佢生命里头嘅石头当做绊脚石。
Others see them as stepping stone。
另外一啲人咧，则将佢睇为踏脚石。
Anyone who truly wants to know and love Jesus Christ,
而每一个想要真正认识和爱慕耶稣基督的人
will experience obstacles and difficulties.
都会在生活里头经历困难和障碍。
Anyone who wants to know and love Jesus Christ,
每一个想要更深认识并且爱主的人
will face many barriers.
都会遇到很多很多的阻力。
Anyone who wants to know and love Jesus Christ,
每一个想要更加深入认识并且爱耶稣基督的人
will meet with distractions and sidetracks,
都会遇到分岔路和干扰。
And the question is this,
而问题是什么呢
How do we overcome these obstacles?
就是我们应该怎样胜过这些阻力。
We are all constantly tempted by difficulties.
我们经常都会遇到一些难处，他们会成为我们的试探。
And we must respond to them one way or another.
但是无论如何，我们必须面对他们。
Some people get used to the distractions of life and accommodate to them.
有些人面对这些人生的试探的时候，已经习以为常，变得麻木不仁了。
Many allow distractions to stop them from knowing and loving Christ with all their hearts.
好多人被呢啲干扰分咗心，以至于冇办法尽心尽力爱主。
Then only when they hit the wall in their lives do they realize that they have ceased to love Jesus with all of their hearts.
直到有一日，当佢哋走投无路碰钉嘅时候，先至意识到原来佢哋已经唔再全心全意爱主啦。
Only when they hit a financial crisis,
直到他们遭遇经济上面的危机,
or a relationship crisis,
或者人际关系出现了问题,
or an illness crisis,
或者遭遇了疾病的侵扰,
only then do they discover how far they have gone away from their first love.
到那个时候，他们才会恍然大悟，原来他们已经远离了起初的爱心。
This is sad, but it's really true.
这件事虽然令人痛心，但是却是发生在实际的生活里面的。
Our love for Jesus Christ is the first thing that goes in times of prosperity.
当我们有丰富的物质的时候，首先被忽略的就是爱耶稣基督的心。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细去听我讲。
The answer to this problem is repentance.
怎样去解决这个问题呢？唯一解决问题的方法就是悔改。
The answer is to repent from where you have fallen.
你要想想你是在哪里堕落的。
The answer is to acknowledge the sin of distraction.
你是要知道，要承认那个让到你不专一爱主的罪。
And to seek God's forgiveness.
并且祈求上帝的宽恕。
Then begin to return to your first love.
跟着是恢复回你起初对上帝的爱。
But you need to do more than that.
但是不单止是这样的。
You need to ask the Lord to help you know him better.
你要求上帝帮助你更深入地去认识他。
So what are some of these distractions that cause our love for Jesus to grow cold?
那究竟是什么的事去让到我们分心，让到我们对上帝去冷淡下来呢？
What are some of the things that stop us from loving Christ?
究竟是什么让到我们不去爱主呢？
Let me give you three possible obstacles.
让我告诉你三种的障碍。
These three things will represent all the obstacles to knowing and loving the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart.
这三种的障碍是代表了所有的阻力，不让我们去尽心尽力去认识并且爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Number one,
第一样的障碍，
the inability to accept correction.
就是不接受其他人的批评指正。
Secondly,
第二样的障碍，
the unwillingness to change and grow.
就是不愿意去改变和不求长进。
Thirdly,
第三样的障碍，
the susceptibility to confusing the journey for the destination.
就是轻易受到迷惑，将过程和结局搞乱了。
First, the inability to accept correction.
第一样的我们就是说不接受其他人的批评和指正。
I'm sure some of you are saying,What has my inability to accept correction to do with my knowing Christ?
我相信有人可能会问，我不接受其他人的批评指正而已，那跟认识耶稣基督有什么关系啊？
Most of us are not able to see ourselves as we really are.
其实今天很多人都看不见自己的真实的面目是怎样的。
Most of us want to see ourselves as we want to be seen by others.
很多人看自己就好像我们希望其他人所看到的自己一样。
We all imagine ourselves as we want to be instead of how we really are.
很多时候我们自己的心目中的形象就是自己想成为的形象，而不是自己真实的形象。
And that's where godly friends come in.
而在这个时候，我们真诚的基督徒的朋友就来了。
The Apostle John makes it very clear in his epistle.
使徒约翰在他的书信里头讲得很清楚的。
He said, Your love for Jesus is expressed in loving others.
对主的爱是通过对弟兄姊妹的爱而表现出来的。
And the ability to receive correction from others removes the barrier toward your loving Christ.
能够虚心接受弟兄姊妹的指正，才能够让你打通爱主的道路。
It is true that very few of us enjoy criticism.
没错，我们之中很少人会喜欢被人批评。
Our natural reaction when we are criticized is to defend ourselves.
我们的本性就是，当我们受到批评的时候，我们就会立刻反驳。
We say, that person never liked me anyway.
我哋会话，切，佢嗰个人都唔中意我噶啦，佢先咁讲啫嘛。
We say of that person who is correcting us that this person just wants to humiliate me.
我哋或者会咁样评论话，切，呢个批评我嘅人根本佢想侮辱我。
Or we say that he knows nothing. I don't have to listen to him.
或者你话佢识乜啦，我根本冇需要听佢乱讲。
But what I'm talking about here is an honest, loving, affirming criticism.
然而我在这里所讲的批评是指那些诚实、有爱心、发自内心的忠告。
Because honest, loving criticism plays a vital role in self-examination.
因为用爱心所讲的诚实话对我们的自我反省是起着举足轻重的作用的。
And self-examination leads to personal growth.
而当我们有自我的反省的时候，我们才能够成长。
It is also important to understand that criticism must only be exercised very lovingly.
批评的说话必须出自爱心，这一点是非常之重要的。
Criticism must always be exercised in the atmosphere of affirmation.
批评应该时常都是在正面和积极的气氛下面提出的。
My listening friend, I'm going to tell you something you may never have heard before.
各位亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你的东西，有些东西可能你从来都没听过。
Because very few people realize that when Jesus hung on the cross,
因为很少人发现当耶稣基督被挂在十字架上面的时候，
He affirmed and criticized us all at the same time.
他其实是同时间去肯定我们，又同时间去责备我们。
He affirmed us by saying, I love you, and I am paying the price for your sin.
他从正面对我们讲话，正因为我爱你，所以我愿意为你的罪付出代价。
He was criticizing us by saying,It is your sin that hung me on that cross.
他又去责备我们说，是你的罪将我送上十字架的。
It is your rebellion and stubbornness that hung me on the cross.
是因为你的悖逆和顽梗将我钉在十字架上面的。
So the cross criticizes and affirms us at the same time.
所以在十字架上面，耶稣既激励我们又责备我们。
To refuse to accept genuine correction is to refuse to comprehend the depth of God's love for us.
所以拒绝接受真诚的劝告，就是拒绝紧去理解上帝大爱的长阔高深。
And to refuse to comprehend Christ's love will hinder you from knowing and loving Him fully.
我们不理解基督对我们的爱的时候，我们就会拦阻了自己去完全认识他，并且去爱他。
A loving critic must be like Jesus.
一个有爱心的批评者是应该好像耶稣那样的。
He may break us down.
他可能会拆毁我们。
It is only to build us up again.
是因为他想重新建立我们。
He may wound us,
他可能会伤害我们,
but it is only to heal us.
但是只是为了让到我们去得着痊愈。
None loving criticism can destroy people.
恶意的批评是足以毁掉一个人的。
That is why it must never take place among God's people.
因此上帝的儿女一定不可以恶意中伤其他人。
To love Christ fully, we must be willing to receive correction.
要去彻底地爱基督，我们必须乐意接受其他人的批评。
Secondly,
各位听众朋友，第二样嘢系乜嘢呢？
To know and love Christ fully, you must be willing to change and grow.
为咗更多咁样认识同埋爱基督耶稣，你一定要愿意改变自己，追求长进。
Jesus talked about a seed that is planted and grows.
主耶稣曾经讲到过种子嘅生长。
And if a seed is not growing,
如果一粒嘅种子唔去生长，唔去发芽嘅话，
it is either sterile or dead.
呢粒种子一系就系先天不足，一系就系死咗啦。
Growth is about change.
生长意味住改变。
And for growth to occur, it must let go of the old.
并且我们知道成长的过程里面就要放弃老我。
Many people are afraid of change.
很多人是很怕改变的。
Many people want to cling to the past.
很多人是留恋过去的。
But Christians should be champions of change that leads to growth.
但是我想告诉你，基督徒应该是勇于改变，促进成长。
Let me give you an illustration that would help you understand what I'm trying to say.
我想用一个实例去讲明，让到你更加明白我要讲的嘢。
When you see a midget, what do you think?
唔知道当你见到一个好矮嘅侏儒嘅时候，你会点谂呢？
You realize that something went wrong in his or her physical growth.
你一定明白，系喺佢嘅生命里头，可能佢嘅生理功能系出咗问题。
But do you know how many spiritual midgets are around us?
但是不知道你知不知道究竟你的身边有几多属灵上的侏儒呢?
People whose lives of faith are stunted?
你想下究竟在你身边有几多有他生命是发育不良属灵生命又发育不良呢?
People whose lives of faith stopped growing?
我们发现有很多人都是信心停滞不前的。
Ask yourself this question, my listening friend.
希望你再问下自己以下这条问题。
Have you ceased to grow in your knowledge and love of Jesus Christ?
你对耶稣基督的认识和爱慕有没有继续增长呢?
Whatever level you have reached, there's always more.
无论你达到什么的程度，其实还有更上的程度啊。
Whatever depth you have experienced, there is more.
无论你到什么的深度都好，你仍然可以继续进深下去。
And the day you stop changing and growing is the day of danger for your Christian life.
而当你不去再改变、没有长进的时候，就是你灵命陷入危险的时候。
The Apostle Paul tells the Corinthians that God uses people to plant seeds in our lives.
使徒保罗话俾哥林多教会嘅信徒听话，上帝差遣某啲人喺我哋生命里头撒种。
And then he uses others to fertilize that seed.
佢并且用另外嘅一啲人嚟灌溉。
But only God will give the increase.
但系只有上帝让到生命成长。
Please let me summarize again.
希望你让到我再次做一个小小嘅总结。
The inability to accept correction will hamper your love for Jesus.
就是说到你不去接受其他人的批评和指正的时候，你就会是妨碍自己爱主更深。
Unwillingness to change and grow will stop you from knowing Jesus Christ.
不愿意去改变自己并且追求长进，就会妨碍我们更加深入地认识耶稣基督。
Thirdly,
第三样东西，
Confusing the journey for the destination will dry up your knowledge and your love for Jesus Christ.
如果你混淆了过程和结局，就会让到你和耶稣基督的关系萎缩。
Someone once said,
有些人曾经这样讲过，
Christ came into the world to bring us out of it.
基督来到是要将我们从这个世界里头带出去。
But we are all tempted to dig our heels into this world.
但是我们大部分人都想仍然留在这个世界上面。
We are all tempted to become too attached to this world.
我们却是越来越眷恋这个世界。
But this is a barrier to knowing and loving Jesus Christ with all of our hearts.
而其实这个也是我们尽心尽力去认识主、去爱主的障碍。
My listening friend, let me put it this way.
亲爱的朋友，换句话讲是怎样呢?
You either see yourself as a citizen of this world with little more than passing interest in heaven.
一系你就将自己当做呢个世界上面嘅永久居民，你对天堂咪唔好有兴趣咯。
Or you see yourself as a traveler passing through this strange land on your way to your final destination.
或者你就将自己当做一个朝向永恒家乡嘅旅客，喺呢个世界只不过系你过路嘅其中一站。
And we all are susceptible to this temptation.
我想话俾你听，我哋好多人都会被呢个试探引诱。
Knowing and loving Jesus Christ means keeping your eye on your destination.
原来要认识并且爱主耶稣基督嘅时候，就系代表住你要定睛注目喺我哋永恒嘅目的地上面。
And serving him during the journey.
而喺而家嘅路途上面，已经好好服侍你嘅主。
To love Jesus is to love what he loves.
爱主就系意味住要爱佢所爱嘅嘢。
And the Bible said,
在圣经上面是这样讲的。
That Jesus loves redeeming sinners who are in the world.
耶稣爱救赎这个世上的罪人。
Jesus loves reconciling sinners to the Father.
耶稣爱去让到罪人和天父和好。
Jesus loves for the lost in the world to be found.
耶稣寻找失丧的灵魂让到他们得救。
That's what Jesus loved.
这个就是耶稣爱的东西。
To love Jesus is to love what Jesus loved.
而你去爱耶稣就是要去爱耶稣所爱的东西。
I know this is not easy.
我知道这件事并不容易做到的。
The Apostle Paul said to the Romans,
我们知道使徒保罗曾经跟罗马教会讲过，
Do not conform, but be transformed.
你不要效法这个世界，只要心意要更新和变化。
What does Paul mean by this?
那究竟保罗这样讲是什么意思呢？
He is saying, be a transforming agent in this world rather than conforming to its ways of thinking.
他是跟我们讲着，我们在这个世界上面是要更新脱俗，是要去在这个世界上面开始改变，并且改变这个世界，而不要去跟从世界的潮流。
My listening friend, I want to give you a warning as I conclude.
各位亲爱的朋友，在今天节目差不多结束的时候，我要提醒你。
Do not wait until you hit a wall of tragedy in your life to recognize that your love for Jesus has grown cold.
不要等到走投无路，见到人生的悲剧那时才发现你对耶稣的爱已经冷却了。
Why don't you say to him today?
希望你今天就对主说，
Today, I want to love you with all my heart.
今天我就愿意尽心尽力地爱主。
Today, I will not let refusal of correction hinder me from loving you.
今天我不会再拒绝给我的批评指正，免得阻拦了我对主的爱。
Today, I will not allow my refusal to change stunt my loving you.
今天我不再拒绝改变，免得妨碍了我对主的爱。
Today, I will not let the confusion of the journey for the destination kill my passion for you.
今日我唔再将过程当做结局，免得消灭咗、消灭咗我对主嘅热情。各位听众朋友，希望喺你生命里头，你都系寻找到真正嘅主宰。呢、这个主就系耶稣基督，耶稣基督系我哋嘅主宰，亦都系要让到我哋藉住爱佢，最尾系改变咗我哋嘅生命，并且爱我哋嘅邻舍。呢、这个就系佢所教导嘅嘢。
因他的德性我尊主为王，因他的尊贵我甘敬仰，我爱慕荣耀永归主，因他的释放我尊主为王，因他的心意我甘向往，敬拜赞颂欢呼去和唱。主，因他的德性我尊主为王，因他的尊贵我甘敬仰，我爱慕荣耀永归主，因他的释放我尊主为王，因他的心意我甘向往，敬拜赞颂欢呼去和唱。主，因他的德性我尊主为王，因他的尊贵我甘敬仰，我爱慕荣耀永归主，因他的释放我尊主为王，因他的心意我甘向往，敬拜赞颂欢呼去和唱。因他的尊贵我甘敬仰，我爱慕荣耀永归主，因他的释放我尊主为王，因他的心意我甘向往，敬拜赞颂欢呼和唱，敬拜赞颂欢呼和唱。
听众朋友，我们的耶稣基督就是我们的王，就是我们的主，我们要爱祂，我们要定睛在祂身上，这个就是我们天路导向这个系列里头要讲的东西，就是要认识祂，要爱祂，而认识祂和爱祂，尊祂为王的时候，既然祂是你的主人，即是说你的老细的时候，你就不应该再拒绝他给你的批评指正，我们不应该再拒绝上帝给我们的改变，要我们去改的东西，亦都不应该找错目标，我们要知道我们侍奉的，我们认识的，我们爱的究竟是哪一位，这个就是今天我们最想带的信息。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，愿你在你的人生里头时常是认识基督，并且去爱你的基督。再会。